This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. The Senate is back in session today after the July 4th recess. The House comes back tomorrow and is expected to continue working on a budget for next year. A House subcommittee recently approved a budget for the Department of Energy with deep cuts. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce says programs to fund energy innovation are on the chopping block.
The latest House proposal cuts all funding for the Advanced Research Projects Agency, -Energy, or ARPA-E. Since 2009, it's given grants to energy projects with serious potential, but little private sector funding. High risk, high reward kinds of things.
Our company wouldn't exist. The four jobs that it created would not exist without the ARPA-E grant.
That's Aaron Palumbo, co-founder of a startup developing a much more energy-efficient way to extract magnesium from raw ore. Magnesium is this super light metal that goes into products ranging from aluminum cans to F-150 pickups.
It's important for the entire manufacturing supply chain.
And saving money on magnesium would save money for all kinds of companies making all kinds of things down the line.
Extremely tedious, with huge barriers of entry to market.
Palumbo doesn't think his business can survive without grants for a few more years yet. And that's the promise of ARPA-E. Get projects like Palumbo's standing on their own. The agency's given more than $1 billion to energy companies ranging from renewables to natural gas. Elizabeth Knoll works with the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental advocacy group. She calls axing the agency short-sighted.
It really is going to negatively impact the United States' ability to maintain its technological leadership.
ARPA-E has generally had broad bipartisan support, but opponents argue it's not about what projects are funded, but who funds them.
Really, it's just not a legitimate function of the federal government.
Nick Loris of the Heritage Foundation says the worldwide energy market is worth trillions of dollars and is only expected to grow.
Any energy technology that can capture a sliver of that market will stand to be rewarded tremendously.
In other words, at this point, the House budget says energy companies are already making a killing. Let them pay for this stuff. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.